Hello everyone, this is Brandon Tyson with BT Projects. It's been a very long time since anything has happened here, and today I am very excited to present to you a project that has been undergoing development for probably about 2 years, give or take the entire time from when it was started. What actually happened was it was started, and then I actually pretty much lost everything related to the project. Kind of reworked it a little bit. And this is a project that I think a few of you may have been aware was being developed kind of off and on. It's a project that I feel very passionately about because, you know, it can be applied to a lot of different things. And so, personally for me, one day I was thinking about how this came to be was that I was using my computer and, you know, I was looking at my battery icon in the tray. Windows typically shows the battery icon in the tray. And what ends up happening is you see that, and that's all fine, but I wanted a way to have the battery read to me automatically. So I came up with this idea of something called a battery meter. And so, you know, it went through various stages, and then there was a long period of time where nothing happened. And then I was talking about it, and one of the beta testers is with me today, and once he got involved with this, it took off. I mean, literally, you know, the feedback that came in was just, it was unbelievable. The amount of feedback that I received, it went from totally standing still, going nowhere, to we had totally transformed this. And so, without further ado, Ethan Edwards is the beta tester, and I'm very happy that he's a part of this. So, Ethan?
Hello, everybody. As Brandon said, I'm Ethan Edwards. I was one of the people who tested battery meter. I'm also, you know, blind and like technology and all that crap, and I just, you know, I had a great time experimenting with
battery is 60% full.
Well, there's the actual alert, there's the program in action. But as I said, I've always enjoyed experimenting with beta programs, so when Brandon let me test this was really great. You know, I was kind of like him, where, you know, I also looked at the battery indicator, and actually this was kind of great because it I always wanted a solution to let me know my battery periodically as I went along the way. So I was actually really excited when this became a thing. And yeah, it was great to help out with it. So unless you have anything to add, Brandon, should we maybe film in on exactly how it works?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a very simple app.
Yep.
It basically is nothing more than you run it and it will be running in the background. And basically, as you saw there, it will read the status periodically and
by the tens.
Yep, that's correct. That was actually Ethan requested that. It used to be by 25%.
Yeah.
And the reason I chose that was because I had an old phone and it would report battery by 25%, and so I kind of mimicked that. But
yeah.
10%, I agree, it just kind of seems more appropriate.
Right.
Because,
yeah, because like I had told Brandon during the testing period was that, yeah, I had liked kind of what we had, you know, the 25% thing, but how I kind of wanted the ability to have the battery more often status, but I didn't want it to be like, you know, every 5%, because then that would be too much, and we agreed on 10%. Some other people we had talked to thought that was a good idea as well. Remember that, Brendan? We had all agreed
on
10%.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, if you don't mind me pointing this out, Brendan, another cool thing that Brandon implemented was it's just kind of a nice thing to have that as the battery gets lower, there's a pitch to indicate that. So actually earlier, my computer was really low on battery, and I plugged it in, and it had made a pitch to indicate that the battery was really low. So before then, you hear the pitch, and you're like, whoa, I need to charge my computer up a little bit. So I really like that feature of it, too, is the pitch changing of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... something I planned to implement just before the project kind of froze, and then I can't remember how it came about, but one of those times I went ahead and implemented that, and yeah, and it's just been really great to I've tested this, and the only thing that I think I'd reconsider with the beep thing is if you run it under Windows XP on a laptop, it'll beep the sound card at full volume, so I might consider using a different beep thing in the future. However, for most people, this shouldn't be an issue because Windows XP is not in support anymore.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I might target it in future so that, I don't know, I'm thinking about that. So we'll have to see. But this version, for the release, it will work on XP. Just bear in mind that the beep might be louder if you're...
Yeah.
So.
It's probably not your fire alarm going off. It's just your battery meter.
And, actually, that's another thing, too. Should mention, this will detect whether you're running on a desktop, and if you're running on a desktop, it will not allow the app to run because it serves no purpose on a desktop.
Yeah. I mean, your desktop is probably not going to have a battery, so, yeah, that'd be a bit pointless.
Yep, so we won't be able to... Well, I could demonstrate that, maybe, somehow, but it would be hard, but... You can,
because you don't have any rooting software.
All you'd have to do is just go on your desktop computer, download the app, and run it, and you'll be able to see what happens. So,
yeah, but for laptops that have a battery, it's great. It's honestly great. I love having that little notice of, you know, my battery is about 30%, so I might throw the charger on before it gets really, really low. Mm-hmm. And I like having that, you know, because. Nobody likes it when you're in the middle of doing something and then all of a sudden Windows just takes over your whole device and it's like your battery's running low. You have 11% left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice to have that little
indication
before you get there.
Well, and some people turn that off in power options. You can go into the power and turn that off even.
No, but I'm saying like it's never fun to be in the middle of doing something and then you're like, my battery's running low.
But the other reason that this could be handy is, I mean, I don't know why you would... But there are probably people out there that actually disable all of the low battery notifications.
Well, that would suck even more. You know, you're in the middle of some app or something, and you're in a game where you're coding intensely, and you're just in the zone, and all of a sudden, where did it go? Mm-hmm. So, like, this is great for those people because it'll be like, they'll hear that loud beep, and it'll say, like, battery 20% or 10%, and then it's like, you better plug that charger in before you get thrown out of the zone, you know?
Right.
So it's
something to 15% too.
Yeah. At 15? Yeah. It's a really cool sounding, like, it's, like, kind of long, but not really, and it's, like, a low-pitched with a few beeps. It definitely will get your attention. So if you're in the zone and you're not plugging your device in, well, battery meter is going to let you know about that. So it's a great app for everybody who has laptops that you would prefer to stay charged while you're doing stuff. It's a great app for that.
There used to be a thing in here where once it hit 100%, it would repeatedly tell you it was full in an effort to encourage you to unplug your charger to
charge the battery.
Yeah, and I don't know I don't think that's in this, but in the future I can put something in so it'll say, you know, you might want to unplug your charger or something when it gets full, but
that way it's not like nagging, but they know that it's a great idea.
I think I remember it was set to like every 20 minutes it would remind you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I think you know, we got the refinements in there where we made it so that it would beep as it, well, it would always beep, but now the pitch increases and
or decreases depending on the, or decreases.
Yep. That's correct. And,
pretty excited.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I haven't, looked at this program in a while, so I'm going off of,
I think you about have it all.
Yeah.
Changes pitch and lets you know your battery at the tens, and it has a special 15% one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the last thing is release process. It's going to be, you know, there's one thing, you know, about BT projects, and that is that try to release something to you around the June to August time frame every year. I can't, you know, I can't always say what program or whatever it's going to be, but you actually get two things this month. You get an expanded BT Projects website with an audio section, which is, of course, where this file is, and you will also get this battery meter. And so for now, that's everything, but, you know, like I said, you know, I hope that this program is useful for you guys, and like I said, I've really enjoyed making it, and this is not the end. There will certainly be updates as needed. You know, much like with the other apps that are on the BT Projects thing, and that'll basically do it. If you want to contact me, the email address is on the BT Projects page. So you'll be able to see that. There's a heading there for contact information. You can, there's two URLs that'll link you to BT Projects. You can use btprojects.samtupi.com as you always have, and it will do a redirect to the new site. Or you can go to btprojects.x10host.com, and you will get to the site directly that way. So whichever way you prefer, it will get you to the same place. That's it from me. Ethan, if there's anything else you want to add, feel free.
It's a great app. Excited for it to go live and for everybody to try it out. And, just want to say that, Brandon, it's been great beta testing for this for you. And I hope that there's, even more of this fun to come for this app. This has a lot of potential and I'm very excited for it. And, that should sum it up for me, too.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening, and look forward to getting your feedback on this, and I hope you enjoy, and feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.